It's a quarter past midnight as we cut through the city. Yeah, 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 the streets are getting restless. Good times, bad decisions. Yeah, yeah, it's a quarter past midnight and the sirens are mending some hearts. But we're the losers on the back seat, saying love will tear us apart. It's a quarter past midnight.
Well, it's been a little bit of a pause. And
he clearly needs to check his watch. He's not anywhere near right, so.
Yeah, dude, that guy's off. I don't even know. I don't know who that guy is. But
I can tell you that Melissa likes it a lot better than I do.
Yeah, it sounds kind of Owl City-esque, so that's right up Melissa's alley. Yeah.
And it came on one day, and I was, like, imitating the guy singing, and she looked at me like, do you have a sex change or something?
No. No, not quite. Well, it's been quite a
the name of the band, by the way, is Bastille.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I actually like some of their stuff.
Some of their stuff, yeah.
Where was I?
Hiatus. But we're back.
We are back, because it's Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for Josh Around with Josh. I am your host, Josh. And I'm pretty excited about being back. I told Jay off the air that I'd forgotten just how much I love doing this show and spending a little time with everybody. It's not just to hear my voice on the radio, oddly enough, although that is fun. I enjoy the community, and so we've got a little bit planned today. This season of Joshing Around will be a little bit formatted better, I think, but differently, definitely. But it won't be tonight. Tonight will be the same old lazy hanging out kind of style we saw in the first season. But for those of you counting at home, this is episode 13. So we've done this 12 other times before. And I'm glad to be here. Glad you could join me.
Like a short TV series.
A really short TV series. Eventually someone will stop me.
Everything
doing this
is like 13 episodes now. I just don't get it.
Except for Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is only like seven episodes. That's April the 14th. For anybody that watches Game of Thrones, that's when it's coming back. Winter has come, so prepare yourself. Last season of Game of Thrones will air next year. Pretty good show, pretty good story, but I don't recommend reading the book. It's really hard to follow.
Did you say last season?
Yeah, this is it.
What are those people going to do?
I don't know. I guess probably spinoffs. Let's be honest. If they're not going to continue the story forever, they're going to do a spinoff. And then we're going to wait 5 years, and then they're going to remake it completely. So, but that's a rather critical look at the state of Hollywood. That may or may not be true. Thoughts and opinions of Josh are not necessarily those of Live 95.5 management or staff. And the lawyer on the previous show did not come up with that disclaimer. Ha 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 ha. A little inside joke for any Live 95.5 fans.
I laugh deep down.
Good. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we got Jay here tonight. Melissa is off doing something else because she thinks she has better things to do than to talk about how Lucifer was picked back up. But you know, whatever. We were actually in.
Don't remind her.
Yeah, right. We were actually on hiatus, and I heard that on the radio and some other station doing E News kind of stuff. And I text Jay right away. I'm like, pass this along to Melissa. And I think she had texted you the same thing a day before or whatever. So we're out there, and we're still behaving. Before I forget it, I do have a telephone number. You can call and talk to Jay and I, and we'll gladly talk to you back until you don't want to talk anymore. That telephone number is 256-737-9505, and it is currently vacant. That's what the sign says in front of me. So we've also got we're live on Facebook. We're doing that now because undoubtedly everyone has a Facebook page, which is good.
It's like we had time over the summer to figure out techie stuff.
Yeah, right. We didn't just take vacations on our hiatus. We improved ourselves, as should you. Anyways, so we're live on Facebook, so you can find us by searching Coleman's Live 95.
It was really awesome because we like figured out how to do that back at the election coverage. And like, yes. We had like mobile cameras and all. It was like we were TV station.
That was so much fun, and that went on for hours. So I haven't gone back to watch all of it start to finish, but I will. But I had a blast doing
all
that.
It was fun stuff.
Yeah, I think
I was impressed with all of us.
Yes. And more than anything, it really...
patting myself on the back right now. So.
Especially Jay. but it showed us what we were capable of. Because, I mean, there was, you know, tons more that we could have done, you know, if we'd had enough manpower on it. And if all of that... if all of that knowledge had been applied in the correct way, I mean, it would have been something else. So,
yeah, we figured out how to do that like the night before.
yeah, that it was really good on y'all's part. I kind of showed up because of my job. I just kind of showed up after work and like, okay, I'll contribute any way that I know how. And by the way, I don't know about any of this. So, but it was a good time.
It was awesome.
Yep. So, that was the telephone number, and I've already told you who I am and what we're doing here, and I told you about Facebook. So now we can start talking about the things I found on the internet that I thought were kind of neat. First and foremost, this has never really ever been about politics, but something that if you've turned on a TV or you've turned on a radio at all today, you looked at your phone, you know that President Trump is not happy with the media. That's breaking news, Jay. It's absolutely breaking news. This time, it's because he thinks that Google, and maybe Google is, who knows. He has accused Google of filtering results to make him look bad.
I'm going to side with the side of the conspiracy theorists and ask, what bigger story is he trying to cover up?
Yeah, right. You have to ask yourself this question.
Why do you randomly say that?
anyone on his team has to know. Like, okay, so he publicly says that Google's doing this, which means that generates more results that actually make him look bad. Right? Is that the logical way to think about it? It's like these news stories are now search results on that search engine. Or maybe it's a conspiracy to make Bing more popular. Bill Gates, your mic wasn't on, but Jay gave me a hearty chuckle on that one. Bill Gates is paying, conspiracy theory time. Bill Gates may be paying the White House to try to make Bing a thing. Stop trying to make Bing happen. It's not going to happen.
Ding, 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 ding. Breaking news.
Yeah?
You know that school we were talking about in private back here? I just heard from them.
No way. Sweet.
Big news.
Is it good news?
It's good news.
Okay. All right.
It's a question.
Oh, they didn't.
It's like the Moody Blues. Is it the question 67 or question 68?
I thought they would just reply with a...
I just totally screwed that up. All right. Question 67 or 68 is Chicago. Moody Blues has a song called Question.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I go to a radio station, man. I know a little bit about music.
I definitely don't know anything about old Chicago radio stations, I'll tell you that.
I don't want to go to Chicago. I'm afraid I'll get shot, man.
Nope. I'm sure the pizza's good.
I've heard it is.
But I don't necessarily want to visit. I'm going to take this time.
There's no map to the show. We're just following it wherever
it goes. Which is exactly as it's intended. Maybe next week we'll have some format. Maybe I'll find some sponsors. But until then, I'm broadcasting live from the Cyber Broadband Studio. That's pretty much all I've got.
That would be nice.
Yeah, right? You know anybody over at Cyber Broadband that could sponsor
me? That would be really
me?
Cool if they're like sponsor the... They kind of do. It's just kind of internal.
Yeah.
Scuttlebutt stuff.
Right. See, I had a line moving on from politics. I had a line here that Melissa would love to talk about, and it's the fact that I did see Infinity War over our hiatus. And
that's right. You hadn't seen that.
I hadn't seen it. No. And I saw Civil War. I don't know if I told anybody. I don't know if that was before we quit or not.
I got an email from a customer. On that company that you just mentioned a moment ago.
Yes.
The subject line is, cancel my cancel order.
Cancel the cancel. What I've done, undo it.
That's always good.
Hey, you know, whatever works. Hey, in a day and age that we live in where the customer is always right, and don't get me wrong, I truly believe you should always, another hearty chuckle in the background. Customer is always right. It's, if you actually work on this side of that relation, like, very rarely is the customer right. Very rarely. But Once again, the opinions of Josh.
But he always knows more than you do.
Yeah, always. The opinions of Josh do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Live 95 staff or management and or management.
But put up there that we're going to take a break at 7:15, and I looked at the clock and I'm like, whoops, we missed that.
7:16, yeah, I'll hit it on the next pass around. Yeah, so the Infinity War movie was eh.
Eh?
Eh. Like, okay, so the first hour and a half were character interactions, right? Which is what everybody pays to see. And that was funny, and that was great. But the last bit of the movie is like the, and I'm not going to spoil it by telling you this, last end of the movie is the giant combat, right, that we all knew that was coming.
Think of all the money they're going to save.
Yeah, right. But the giant combat goes on for entirely too long, and it's filled with plot holes, and it was eh. But if you want to keep up with all the memes, like all of the memes are within the last 20 minutes of that movie, and right? You want to know where they come from, watch the last 20 minutes of Infinity War. That was the most useful thing that I come up with. But like I said, it was eh. So we missed our break, but we'll go ahead and take that. And while you're thinking about it, get your phones ready. Dial me up at telephone number 256-737-9505. I will be answering your calls here shortly. Want to know what you have got to say about the rest of this show, the things that I've come up with, maybe something else you're going to come up with. Hey, when we come back, if no one calls me, we're going to talk about a guy whose cousin stole his soap. Mm. And it's really, really sad.
I have to introduce you to some really old music. All right, so this is the Moody Blues live from Royal Albert Hall. It's called Question!
Question.
You've heard this. You just don't know what it is.
Maybe so. We'll be back.
We're WRJMLP. We're a Coleman radio station. We play music. If that's what you're looking for, we got it. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to tell it like it is. Some of our songs are pop. Some of our songs are classic rock. Some of our songs are alternative. And some of our songs are even country. We cover those up. She chooses them, he plays them, and I talk about them. We don't play a lot of commercials. We wish we did, but we don't. So if you don't listen to us, it ain't gonna hurt our feelings. So tune your dial to 95.5 and get yourself some music. Or don't. We don't care.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
through the forest, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this,
sweet for certain.
And this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you.
So, I don't really know, like, what they play on other radio stations, because, you know, I only listen to this one. But,
right, me too.
Does anybody else play George Ezra, or is it just us?
It's probably just us, considering I've never heard that man's name before. It's probably just us.
Wow.
I like this one. What is this one?
Cool. This is called Paradise by George Ezra.
Yes, he sings, because I realize where I recognize him. Yes, 103.7 played him out of Birmingham, the Q. I know we're mentioning other stations. I don't know
who that is.
Yeah. I apologize. He sings the Budapest song, and I love that song.
Yeah.
Anyways, I won't sing it for you now.
No.
But I could.
It's like our promo says. We play songs you didn't know you liked. No one else will play them for you. So.
Yeah. So
there you go.
I would love to do that.
Unless, I'll give you a little secret. You go to bigger cities with other small broadcast power radio stations, and they also play cool stuff like we do.
So. Right. Yeah. The
But you can't hear it here because we're too far away. Have to listen to us. Sorry.
Yeah, once you start spreading the population out in a dense area like that, then they're able to sustain their own radio station.
That's
like
right.
That.
We get out 4 miles. We reach 100,000 people.
4 miles. I would love maybe one Saturday when I don't have anything better to do, I'll come in and that's what I'll do. But where you go down kind of the rabbit hole where you go, okay, here's this guy, and I really like this song, and he has this other cool song that no one really knows about, and you play all these, and then, you know, at the end of that second song, you go, okay, this song kind of sounds similar to this one by this person, and you know them because they had this one really popular song, but they also had this one, and just, you know, chain it forever, because that's how I listen to music.
We've talked about doing that. Give us some money, and we'll do it.
Yeah. You know, money creates free time for me. Oddly enough, that's how it works. And I really think that's because my wife's like, okay, you need, if you're going to like take time away from us, like you need to be bringing something to the table. Right.
Yeah.
So money will, or
it's got to be fun. Like, you know, running a radio station.
Yes. Now both of those fit in that. Now, if you can sponsor that, I'll be all about that, right? Yeah, and I'll give you a radio spot, and I'll say it, you know, in my normal voice or my sweet cool radio voice, you know, whatever you want to do. If you throw money our way, we'll give it a shot. So, some more people funneling in on Facebook. What's good, Facebook? As the kids would say, "What up, fam?" No matter how hard he tries,
let's hear Josh's radio voice. Let's see.
Hey, it's Josh, the newest voice of Live 95, and your host for Joshin' Around. After a long summer vacation, we will return Tuesday the 28th at 7 p.m. Join me and we can talk about what's going on. See you the 28th at 7.
So it only gets thicker. Like, I can really lay some radio voice down. But oddly enough, I'm only really good at it when I'm in the car.
I'm not looking at it when I'm in the shower, man.
Yeah,
it's all
right?
Good.
Well, okay. So a brief history on Josh's radio career is I would practice doing this because, like, I just enjoy it. I practiced this my sister-in-law when she was still in high school. My wife and I would go to her football games and small town football games. No, they had the PA guy, but he wasn't really paying attention. So I would just between Christina and I, we would sit. Of course, we'd sit next to each other and I would kind of commentate on the game as it happens. And that's how I got my practice doing exactly what I'm doing right now. except sometimes I would say silly stuff or whatever just to make it entertaining. But I mean, that's how it all got started. So I have a little bit of practice with the radio voice. It gets far better than that ad. That's only my second ad I've ever voiced. And I feel like I rushed that one too much. Jay got to hear a lot of my frustration.
You got 2 minutes, man. Do it. Get out of here. Right? Yeah.
The frustration the other night was tough. Like Jay left the room and I was yelling at myself and it was good, but I got those out and maybe we'll hear some more of those.
That would be awesome
later, but I'm keeping a record. So maybe on my 100th episode, we'll come back and we'll play some of my old stuff.
The Sports Talk Live guys were approaching that. I don't even know how many shows they've done.
Really?
But like I threw that out there for them. I'm like, guys, here's your first show you did like 5 years ago.
Oh, man. I've got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, it was fun.
I bet that's hilarious.
We were all excited. Like, new radio station, new show. It's all good.
Well, see, I got in. I've never listened to one of their shows live because, you know, I emailed you probably right after they quit doing theirs for the season. So I've not heard any of that.
It's coming.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm ready. Maybe I'll worm my way into some of those fishing conversations they were having. Okay. So while we're touching on that, let's go ahead and shameless plug all the rest of the shows. We've got a lot of stuff going on this fall. We've got, Sports Prep Talk, correct? That's what we've named that one.
I believe it's Prep Talk.
Prep Talk.
Yeah.
With Dylan and myself.
We were afraid that Jason and Ronnie would like sue us.
Right. Right. Let's not do that. And then, Ronnie and Jason's got Sports Talk Live, and that's on Thursday nights, or afternoons, 4.
Yeah, let's see if you've got the schedule master, because it took me a while to figure it out.
So those guys are at 4 on Thursday, and they run for 2 hours?
That's correct, yeah.
2 hours, and then Sandy has her show, which is called something that I can't remember.
Path Changers,
that's right. I put all of my focus on remembering her name and then totally forgot the show's name. Sandy and Path Changers. And then hers is only a 30-minute show.
Yep.
And
yep.
Big D picks up after that.
Yep. And let me tell you, Big D's got some cool stuff. And you get towards the end of his show, he likes to bring in local artists.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, the whole community thing, which is, you know, believe it or not, if you study any of what we're about, that's exactly what we're about. It's about the community. So anytime we can focus on something local, like the voting polls and the hours we spent there, or the time that y'all had back at the Civic Center. What was the name of that event?
Yeah, we did the community something, or the State of the Community.
State of the Community.
The Chamber of Commerce put on.
We're trying to get in as involved as possible.
We even broadcasted the fair pageant.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
When was that?
That's coming up in a couple of weeks, actually.
Oh, really?
And we're probably going to be at Oktoberfest. We're waiting on confirmation on that.
Okay. And, we need a calendar. We need to publicize a calendar of all the things that we're going to be involved in. I know I would benefit from that. So we'll work on that. But, so to complete the roundup, Tuesdays, was the prep talk and then understanding the law and now me at 7 o'clock. So,
and like you said earlier, this year, hopefully, we're going to put it all on Facebook Live. So you can catch it all. You don't even need a radio thing.
I'm so excited for that because I really think that we're starting to stretch out past our bell of coverage here and we're reaching some outlaw communities. I know there's one person, watching from Moody, Alabama right now.
I saw that.
And, there's another one in here, but I don't know where she's at. She was in Texas last time I thought. So she may still be in Texas. What's going on, Josie? So anyways, there's all of our shows and they'll be on Facebook Live. And if you want to go back, Facebook will archive them for us. So you can go back and you can kind of see what you like and see if it's something you're interested in, as far as the show. And then if you do, you know, we will be live. There should be a little bell icon that'll let you know when we go live every time we do it. So, you know, make sure you check that box and pay attention to us. Because we'll love you for it.
Because we're important.
That's we right. are important.
Yeah.
We're smart. We're kind. We're important. Anyway, fatigue is setting in, Jay. I'm going to start laughing at all of my own jokes. It's been one of those weeks already, and it's only Tuesday. But tomorrow is hump day.
There you go. Yeah.
Mike. So, speaking of internet things, there's this.
I even built in a little like off time for me. I didn't schedule anything for me tomorrow.
Really?
I know that the world will like come crashing down around.
Yeah.
Me.
Well, you've purposely planned not to do anything, yeah, which means that all of your companies will call you tomorrow morning.
I scheduled my next important thing for Thursday.
Nice.
Because you know, I need a chance to breathe. So.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
But something will come in. So.
Yeah, you can't take off days. That's just not allowed. So, internet things. I found this floating around on the internet this morning, and it's this guy in Kentucky, and Jay's got the clip ready for me in just a second. We're going to let you listen to him because watching the video is great and all, but
he's a new guy that we're considering hiring as a disc jockey. Right?
Yeah, right.
At least Josh tells me. Josh is trying to convince me.
Oh, if I could,
I don't know.
Okay, so this guy's about to blow up. Like he's going to be internet famous, and someone will auto-tune this into a song, and you know how those things go. But he's in Kentucky, and his cousin, down on bad luck, tried to rob him, right? But he got in the way and then was very perplexed by what his cousin was trying to steal from him. But, Jay, if you'd be ever so kind as to play this clip.
Officials say meth is on the rise, and as a result, so is crime.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days.
This is the
neighbors
victim.
Notified Mason Tackett.
This is the anchor
cousin,
from Kentucky.
Philip Matthew Higgins was seen carrying items from his house.
Items.
When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he came out.
And that is when he confronted Higgins.
He was lying, throwing his hands, and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, you know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else.
The confrontation took a dangerous turn once Tackett found items belonging to him.
He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him.
Items not normally the target
of the
would-be burglar.
Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the works, Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Philip Higgins is charged with receiving
okay.
stolen property.
That's it. The anchor tells you more about, you know, where he's going to be held and what he's charged with, whatever. He stole my soap.
See some liners coming.
Oh,
I may have
gosh.
To make some liners.
Oh, please. That's what we got. So I've been laughing at this. I heard the clip at probably 7:55, 8 o'clock this morning. And throughout the day at my desk, I just randomly start laughing. And anybody coming by, they say, oh, you know, what's going on? And he stole my soap. Who steals a man's soap? It's great. It's absolutely hilarious. So, you just Google who steals soap, and that's going to come up. So, all the more reason why this guy's going to take off. You know, we saw the guy from Huntsville, the home invasion guy, several years back. Gosh, oh, that must have been like 2010 or 2011 when that guy took off. And somebody auto-tuned it,
yep.
and it ran away. This is going to happen. You know, the woman that escaped from the apartment fire, you know, ain't nobody got time for that woman. I'm getting some weird feedback on this mic. I don't know what I've done to it. I'm going to move this cable real quick. But yeah, we've seen many like this go down this road before. This guy's going to be no different. Yeah. An empty bottle of Lysol. Yeah. That kind of thing. But that's what the internet had for me today. And it was a pretty good haul. Like I said, when your day's long and crummy, just get out there, surf Reddit. You'll find something pretty neat. Oddly enough, pictures of puppies wind up on Reddit a lot. And if that doesn't make you feel better, I don't know what will. Yeah. Is that the kind of thing you surf on the internet, Jay?
Yeah, I'm reading Facebook comments.
Oh, really?
But they have nothing to do with the show, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not from our live stream? You're reading someone else's Facebook comments?
No, somebody commented on something, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Why would you say that?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we listed all the shows, not to bounce around, but that's exactly kind of what I do in my head, so that's what we're going to do here. The show that I did not list, because it's not really a show, I guess, but we will be doing Game of the Week on Friday nights, you know, through the rest of the football season here in Coleman County, and we'll have a different Game of the Week every week. And we're getting really close to, a little bit of sound come through.
Yeah, I like looked you up on Facebook Live. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see what people were saying.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you're talking to people. So
okay. I am. It's okay. Game of the Week, that kind of stuff. Dylan and I should be at one of those football games this Friday night. So we're looking at a Coleman game tonight. Not tonight. Friday night, pending approval. And
we know that it's going to be Coleman or Vinemont. We're leaning towards Coleman pending approval.
I think it was Hansville game we were going to go as second.
Okay, well, maybe, yeah. You would know because you were co-chairing.
Yes.
Co-chairing.
Co-chairing.
Yeah.
Co-chairing or co-chairing?
Co-chairing, like in court. You know, you were co-chairing that.
Oh, didn't know.
Because we just had a law show an hour ago, so.
Yeah, and I need to pay more attention to that because there's a lot of glossary terms that I don't know the definition to. But, yeah, still more people rolling in. So what's going on, Facebook? How's it going? We have not reached our time limit tonight, but we are.
We do have a phone line. Like
we do have a phone line. Does anybody want to call and talk to me? It's 256-737-9505.
Now say it like the guy from Kentucky.
9505. Who steals the man's soap? Just take that. If you've gotten nothing else from the show tonight, take that and run with it. Google it. Watch the video. It will implant itself. But we'll take a break, and then
break time.
I'll probably come back and ramble some more, unless somebody calls, and then I'll ramble with whoever it calls. But in the meantime, enjoy this music.
Dude, blowing the horn up.
Do what?
Blowing the horn up. It's not like the jazz that you were complaining about earlier.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I was going to play some of that for you. We'll have to do that after the break. So.
All right.
Cool. All right. This is how you do professional radio.
Yeah, I'd already taken my headphones off, man.
Face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Are you new to Live 95? Did you know Live 95 has a sports talk program? Check out what you've been missing.
We need to put out our own post.
That's absolutely. It makes just as much sense. So there you go.
Oh, and Jipper Sullins texted in, I agree, Auburn should have scored way more than they did. 5 field goals in the red zone. So.
And that's defense, Ronnie, boys.
Ronnie, it's...
And you watch, pro football. Yeah. Do they not run up down the field? Yes, they do. What happens when they get inside the 20? A lot of field goals kicked.
A lot, but a lot of times they cash it in. Auburn should have been cashing them in.
Maybe they just didn't have...
It wasn't defense, it was offense.
They just didn't have enough studs in the stable up front to get it done.
I have to agree. I got tired of watching field goals. I wanted them to run it on in.
They couldn't. They tried.
Playing too safe.
I mean, they just didn't quit.
Playing too safe. Playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
I tell you, they won't get an opportunity to put 44 up this year.
No, they won't. They will put 44 up.
They won't put more than 20.
I will bet you 4 steak dinners right now Auburn scores more than 20.
Nope, won't happen.
We got a bet.
We got it.
All right. I've got people listening as my witness.
Auburn will not score over 20 points this year against Alabama.
Ronnie, the music's playing. Means it's time for a break. I have just earned me 4 steak dinners. Compliments of Ronnie Barnes. So we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live.
Season 5. Wow. Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes are here each and every Thursday at 4 to discuss each week's games on Sports Talk Live. Right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
A little bit of funk. A little funky music jazz.
Name it fucking music platform.
That was a really good impression. I like it a lot. See, this is just jamming.
This is not jazz, in other words. Right?
I don't know anything about jazz.
But he's not a gnarling, so.
Well, it counts.
He got music for everybody. You know, he's got the strong lyrics for Melissa. He's got the big band sound for Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll play one line and, you know, one verse.
Huh?
See how we react.
I'm kind of digging it. You owe me a diamond from Esplanade. Lord, you my love and I you am my head. I know you play me, baby, that's okay. You keep the kitchen in the jack.
He's a broken-hearted guy.
Hey, out of New Orleans, it's all blues, right?
That's right, man. Give me my
heart back. Except it's not New Orleans. It's New Orleans.
New Orleans,
baby. I tried to find you, baby. Did my best. It is catchy. But love don't come with energy. No, I keep guessing jazz because, like, you keep mentioning that I'll play a little bit of it. Play a little bit of it, and so I'm worried. I'm worried it's going to be bad. Interesting fact.
I don't know if people. I guess you're right. People would consider that more blues than jazz. But
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like they throw a party at a funeral down there. This is not like bluesy.
Hey, those people are doing it right. You know.
I mean, I don't hear this and think of, like, you know, soggy Bob Dylan, which we play a lot of, but, you know. This is what he's known for. He is the trombone player.
Okay. See, pop music is missing a lot of the horn section, for sure. I would like to see that.
Like Blood, Sweat, and Tears from way back when. I need to add some of that in.
I've got,
like, CDs of it, but I hadn't got around to it.
Live 95.5, always expanding our favorite music. There was a little bit of radio voice
good
for
stuff,
you.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow.
Stay tuned to Live 95 to hear more great music like Trombone Shorty. Yeah,
Trombone
okay.
Shorty. So that's who that is.
It's who that is, yeah.
Okay. That's worth a Google.
Yeah.
Something I've stumbled upon in the break here was University of Houston. For their college starting back, first week of school, they passed out these campus
safety. That's right. First week of school, you pass out. That's what you do.
No. It gets better than that, Jay. campus safety. They look like little hammers, but they've got the university logo on the side of it. You've seen these before. It's like, you know, if your car starts sinking, you can break the glass, and it's got a seatbelt cutter on it, and... all this, you know, you could hit somebody with it if you had to. They gave these out, and that's great. And then the next image says, 26 car windows shattered and stuff stolen at University of Houston in parking lot zone E and Colin Oaks around 4 a.m. They took cash, so check your stuff and lock up. So campus safety turned into free money, no problems, right? Bad idea. Actually, the subreddit that came from is r/ well, that sucks. So, just in case you were getting too high in your hopes for humanity.
So I was reached out to not long ago.
Yeah,
this is virtually, you know, not like, you know, in person.
Okay.
Over Facebook, I was reached out to by a long-term friend who has recently gone through a divorce and has a couple of young children. And wanted to know where she could talk online with other people her own age in a similar mindset.
Okay.
Reddit is all I could come up with.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, anything?
I'm not going to say, like, go to, like, Match.com or OkCupid.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Oh, I mean, if she's not looking for dating, but if she's looking...
I didn't get the impression...
Community?
Yeah.
Like... I don't think it's necessarily going to be anyone her own age. She's just going to find somebody, you know, like on Reddit, you'll find people with common interest. But
true, yeah.
I don't, like, if you're looking for somebody your own age, oh gosh, I would hate to be the person asking that question because if I said, hey, I want to find some people my own age to hang out with. Well
she doesn't live anywhere near here, so I'm sure that, that's why I even brought it up. But I didn't know. I mean, I don't know.
If I had to find somebody
my own age,
if you
have an answer
age,
to that question, call us.
Yeah.
256-737-9505. You shall remain anonymous.
Yeah, sure. We'll totally keep you anonymous. Wink, wink. No, if I had to find somebody my own age to hang out with, like, what are my choices at 26, 27 years old? Like, some EDM rave somewhere? Like, no thanks. Like, I was just...
I got drugged to that in some of my 20s.
Yeah. drugged to that, maybe.
Kicking and screaming.
Ta-da. Hey, I will be here for 11 more minutes. Meta jokes. That's where the happiness is. Well, I've told you about just about everything I can find on the internet. I've had a good time. And I appreciate Jay running the board and being the voice of reason back there on all of my ramblings. It's been fun. Next week we should have a little bit more structure to the show, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Looking at Facebook here because we were Facebook Live. You'll be able to watch this show in its entirety. And the shows that come before it tonight and earlier this week, all on our Facebook page.
Well, you know, a really easy way that we can kill 10 minutes.
What's that?
It's not hard to do at all. Who's going to have a better season, Auburn or Alabama? I mean,
oh, man. I don't even know, really.
Sports?
If you believe,
state, really?
Yeah, right. If you believe the AP poll, it's going to be Alabama, but, you know, the strength of schedule always comes back. And
all right. Well, let's talk about strength of schedule for a moment.
Okay. You know,
you ever heard of this team called Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, why is it that, and I know that it's a rivalry, trying to stay words late in the day.
Yeah.
you know, because Auburn and Georgia are so close to each other. Georgia sort of was looking pretty good at the end of the season last year. So why doesn't Alabama have to play them during, you know, the regular schedule? I mean, well, they're both SEC teams, right?
Don't they alternate between Georgia and
I don't know, do they?
Florida, I think.
You may know something I don't.
I think that's how that goes. Yeah, there's just not enough. Well, there could be enough time in the season to play every SEC team, but they don't want to do that because everybody wants to play, you know, Slippery Rock High School for, you know, three of their games at least.
Well, being the boss, I'm going to call a truce to this whole sports talk, you know, because we got plenty of time slots for that. It's 5 o'clock on Tuesday or 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Yes.
So just, you know, tune in then. Star Trek, going on there. Although I just don't know, I might have to pop a Valium to talk about this.
This is where I would mute your mic because you said Star Trek.
But they're bringing Patrick Stewart back.
Oh, now that is worth mentioning.
Is it?
Yes. Go ahead.
Because apparently, if you watch the YouTube video that's wink wink covering all of this, unwink unwink.
Yeah.
Made an HTML slant there. I should have said slash wink. Actually,
slash wink. That would have been appropriate. Your HTML code would not build anything.
Yeah, it would be like, what are you doing, you dumbass? Can you say that on the radio? I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not.
It's not one of the four forbidden words. And if you have any questions about those, I think George Carlin did a YouTube video on it or something.
Okay.
The whole prime timeline versus the not prime timeline. Kelvin time, I don't know. Apparently that is tied back to, like, Paramount versus CBS versus whoever owns Paramount now, which used to be Viacom, but got sold to CBS, or I don't know. Some kind of just huge word that you can't say on the radio that starts with cluster.
Oh, yeah, I can't say that one.
Yeah. And so what I read was, like, they have to do certain things in certain ways because they only own certain rights to certain things, and other things they don't own the rights to, so they can't use those. And that's one of the reasons that, like, they're radically altering the look and feel of the show. I mean, and we got around to watching Discovery over the summer.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
It fell out of the sky.
Yeah, it so really did.
Didn't have a choice. It just, you know, it's like you hold the satellite dish up and you watch what it picks up, although it wasn't quite like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it fell out of the sky, and we watched it, and, you know, some people love it, some people hate it. I think we both enjoyed it, but there were, you know, if I had written it, and, you know, Brian Fuller was involved, I only wish I were related to him, I'd talk some sense into him. I don't know, we'll see what they, you know, next season, allegedly they're introducing many more elements that we will become familiar with. But the whole split timeline thing, and the whole Patrick Stewart.
If you simplify it and bring it back, then I might stand a chance. Okay,
Captain Picard's coming back, but it may be 25 years later, and he might be in a different timeline. And we're not sure which timeline we're going to follow.
That's too much of that Lost stuff.
I just don't know.
Right, which is also, coincidentally, another thing you've picked up. I'm really worried about you, Jay. I think you're going down this dark road. I think you need
may
to see
never
somebody.
Find my way back out.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. Well, you know, and you give Star Wars a hard time, but
I do.
It's that's exactly what they did. They simplified it.
I've read
when they
that.
Brought it
there
back.
There are a lot of people out there screaming. This is Star Trek. This is Star Wars.
No, and I'm cool with them bringing Star Trek back because if somebody likes it today that didn't see the original, and it sparks enough interest for them to go back and appreciate those previous years, then
I
it's worth it.
I feel like that's their motivation. You look at kind of the subject matter of the show, let's say.
Yeah.
It's definitely not geared towards the old fogies.
No.
And it's geared more towards today's young millennial voters, there I say.
But I'm millennial. I hate that term, mainly because I fall into it.
Yeah,
but, if you're not going to simplify it, then it's not digestible, and they're not going to pick it up. And then it just becomes this obscure thing that your niche fandom doesn't like to begin with. So you're not pleasing anyone at that point. Yep. I go back to the old rule about video games. Historically, there's been a saying within that industry that says if a game is only successful if it's easy to pick up and then hard to master, right? So that way, anybody can play it, which reaches your demographic, and then everyone continues to play it because you can't quite master it immediately. Movies should be the same way. Like, I shouldn't have to read 7 books before I go to see X movie, right? So, and that's kind of what they're getting into, it sounds like, with Star Trek. If there's, you know, a different timeline and split,
there are other
locations,
points of topic to discuss. And yeah. I mean, I know that we're looking at the clock going, you know, we had a really fun show. Now we're actually getting into some topics.
Yeah, actually getting into, that's usually how it goes for me.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Where was I going with this? Okay, so you have Seth MacFarlane's The Orville.
Yes.
That's free TV, known as Fox.
Okay.
Not spelled F-A-U-X, but, you know.
Right.
And then you have the pay TV, which is the CBS All Access that we all know TV's going paid anyway. I mean, yeah, it's been paid on cable forever and ever,
yes.
And no one wants to pay for the 57 channels nothing on version.
Mm-hmm. Netflix looking at you.
Like what I did with that?
Yep.
I don't know. Are you old enough to know that song, Josh?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
But I know the reference.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, whoops. Sorry. Oop. I was trying to tap on.
He's raged, and he's broken the studio.
That was kind of funny. But anyway, what I was trying to say with 57 channels and nothing on, cannot believe you've never heard that song.
Sorry, man.
Well, we're just going to
indoctrinate
you right now, by golly.
Let's agree to pick up on this topic next week, and we'll make sure that Melissa's here, and we'll make her talk about Star Trek.
And then she'll come back here and, like, mute me and stuff.
Yeah.
It's exactly 2 minutes, so, buddy. Enjoy it.
Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of 100,000.
This is the song that I should have known.
You should know it, man.
Maybe I do.
Maybe not. What year were you born?
I was born in 91.
You were
the end of 91.
You were 1 year old when this came out.
Nice. I have heard this somewhere.
I figured you had.
Yeah. I'm really bad at that. I'll have heard the song, but not, you know, recognize it by name.
I actually heard it on the station the other day, and I was like, I remember this.
On this station?
Yeah.
No, go us.
Well, what's town for satellite dish? That tells you the age of the song, you know.
Well, I mean, even in my childhood, I remember satellite places were a thing, and you could go there and just buy the equipment and install it yourself if you wanted to.
You would go to this place called Radio Shack and buy it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, and Radio Shack has gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah. There are still some that are locally. We have one here in Coleman.
I was about to say here in Coleman is still floating by the skin of their teeth. I had them put a radio in my truck not too long ago.
It's good stuff. In fact, when we do severe weather coverage, I bought a scanner from them, and they, like, programmed it for Coleman and everything.
Look at those guys.
Really awesome.
Kudos to them. Yeah. I would ask them for a sponsorship, but I'm sure they're in deep enough water.
I have thought about that.
Yeah.
I have other JOBs I have to do.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to sell for Live 95, studio at live95.com, 95, live95coleman.com will get you in touch with us.
Yep.
And with Bruce Springsteen, who wrote this, by the way.
Okay.
Not think this is Bruce Springsteen. I always wanted to think this was Bruce Hornsby, but it's not. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, they're all Bruces. So who knows? All right. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. We're going to...
Well, I got one more minute with you here.
Yeah.
Back to Lost, which we're going to dive into later.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Person of Interest?
No, but I've seen the ads for it.
Same characters. But what was interesting is, like, we watched Person of Interest first before we got into Lost.
Okay.
And Michael Emerson, he was one of the main characters in both shows. He's always saying, "But John, but John, but John." And I looked at Melissa, and I'm like, he's practicing for Person of Interest when he does Lost. That's
right.
He's got a John in both characters.
Person of Interest was one that I wanted to watch, though, so I may binge it.
Yeah, it's on something. All right, let's go.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock now. So
here's Frank Turner talking about a blackout.
Nice.
So turn the lights off and stuff.
I thank you for joining me, everybody that's out there listening in the radio world and on Facebook Live. We're going to do it again next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and hopefully it'll be more structured, and I'll have done my homework, and things will be better. But let's be honest, it's probably not going to be. Good night, everybody, and Christina, I'm coming home.
It all comes down to if we actually sleep the night before, right?
Oh, bingo. A blackout in the center of town, but...